How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here in the next hour. Lots of news, everything from the shows this weekend, Madison Square Garden on the WWE Network, the TNA Bound for Glory pay-per-view is in the books, UFC 192, we've got notes on WrestleMania 32 tickets, the on-sale date, November 6, 2015. You've got about a month to prepare for your trip to WrestleMania if you happen to be heading to Dallas AT&T Stadium. Sunday, April 3rd, the WWE's biggest show of the year. We also, on the heels of Bound for Glory, had a big announcement about TNA in India, and what a grand announcement it was. We'll talk about that on the show here today. We're also, as always, going to take your phone calls, emails, text messages, your Skype calls. It's going to be a fan-friendly show today, in addition to all of the news. No guest on the program this afternoon. 425-488-0525 is the studio line. That is 425-488-0525 if you want to Skype us. F4WOnline. Is the Skype number. Text message us at 425-780-7566. And of course, the sports byline is available 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. We'll start taking phone calls, emails, etc. after the break. Throughout the day here today, as we talk about all of the news, a lot of stuff going on, as always, including Raw tonight. We'll kick it off in a moment with Mike Sempervivi, Wrestling Observer Live, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. All of the phone numbers, emails, the Skype line, etc. on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. One more time, very quickly, if you're not around a computer, studio line, 425-488-0525. Skype us at F4W Online, text messages 425-780-7566, and the toll-free sports byline 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Mike Sempervivi is here. He is out on the East Coast being battered by storms, and he's got a stuffed-up nose. Mike, how's it going today?
It's more of a chest cold. The Mucinex is taking care of the nose rather easily. So now it's just in the chest. Very annoying. And thankfully, it's just a little bit windy here right now. Still nothing like what's going on down in the Carolinas. So I will not complain about the weather as well, too, here on this cloudy, overcast day after a cloudy and overcast Sunday with Bound for Glory.
Bound for Glory was last night, everybody. For those of you that watch the show, which based on feedback is literally not one single person listening to the show right now, this is TNA's version of WrestleMania.
It's really only one of the people that's doing the show. I only saw half of it because, you know, football.
You bought it and only watched half?
Sorry.
I understand that football.
You bought it twice. Holy hell.
Yeah, I bought it twice, and you know what? I watched it twice to get my money's worth. Not buying a show and then only watching half of it. Yes. This only happens with TNA, but I bought it, and my cable system said, thank you for your order. This has happened before, by the way. Would you like to record? I hit yes. Come down at 5 o'clock, and Vinny is here, and he says, you know, I haven't watched the Brock Lesnar match yet. And I said, oh, well, let's put it on right now, and then we'll watch TNA afterwards. I'm sure there will be some video packages that we can skip forward through. And then I realized, actually, I can't skip forward through the video packages. I have no idea what's going on in TNA, and maybe the video packages will clear things up for me. And as I'm talking, I look at the DVR, and the little red light's not on. And I thought, that's odd. It should be recording right now. So, of course, I go up, and not only is it not recording, it's not even playing. So it's the old gimmick where you try to order it and it says, you know, you already ordered, dude. You can't order it twice. Like, all I ordered, where is it? So I couldn't watch the high def edition. I couldn't order the standard def edition. I was infuriated because I paid and I couldn't even watch it.
Now, is your cable company Frontier so bad that you can't even call them to try to like talk to a real person and get it sorted? You actually had to go a different route to buy?
I hate, and this is funny as a radio guy, I hate calling people. I did not want to call and deal with them. Not to mention that I have called in the past. I don't know if it's still the case, but I have called my cable company on the weekends and it's just closed, even when there's a pay-per-view on. So long story short, I downloaded the Flips app, which for those of you that have gotten a fair number of pay-per-views, there's all sorts of stuff available on the Flips app. I'm not being paid by them. I wish I were, but a good little app. I went up there. I downloaded the app from the App Store. I did an in-app purchase, which was easy as can be. The show immediately started playing. I hit the little AirPlay button, and the next thing you know, it's on my television. This was within, I can't even tell you how quick it was on the TV screen. So I missed virtually nothing. I ended up watching the whole show, which is noted, I paid for twice. And the best I can say is it wasn't the worst TNA pay-per-view of all time. It had a happy ending. Matt Hardy in the Carolinas, 100 miles from his house with his dad, Gilbert, and his newborn son, Matza, or whatever he called him, and his wife. I still don't know what he named his child. It was Matza. Matanza. It was something. This infant is tiny. Like, my wife is pregnant, and it's been, I think we're on week 18 or something like that, and so there's a little app where you can go and see how your baby is developing at week 18, and so we look at the pictures and read all of the stuff. I'm pretty sure this baby was that size when it came into the ring last night.
Don't start overthinking this, boss. I'm telling you, don't start.
What are you talking about? It's fun. So anyway, long story short, happy ending. Matt Hardy is the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. It really wasn't a very good show. The more I think about it, the more entertained I am by Mahabali Shira and the dance that he did in the middle of that gauntlet match, which, honest to God, I don't know, Mike. It was so bad watching it. But a day later, I almost look back fondly.
Well, Dixie is right, because she has said, thanks to his ring presence and signature Shira shuffle dance that continues to catch fire, you're just a spark in this explosion of fury and flame that will be Mahabali Shira.
Is that what she's saying?
That's what she's saying.
Huh. All I know is that as I look back on it today, I think this may have been, as we've mentioned before, the last live TNA pay-per-view of all time. But as I look back, I just think we're never going to see anything like this again. You know what I mean? These pay-per-views, I guess maybe if AAA runs another pay-per-view, it's possible, but there were audio issues.
Say this level of craptitude.
There were video packages that did not play. There's a video package before the main event that's hyping up the Matt Hardy versus EC3 versus Drew Galloway match. And it starts to air, and the sound is all screwed up, and the video is all screwed up. And I thought, man, I'm not going to complain about the Flips app because it's been great so far, but here we are. We finally had an issue. And then it turns out it wasn't the Flips app. It was TNA. And Josh Matthews flat out says, well, you know, we're having video issues, so let's just move on. They didn't even try. They just moved right on, which I guess I got to give them credit. There was a problem, and so they were like, nah, we don't need this video package. We got a match to do here. And Mr. Anderson's microphone didn't fall from the sky. There was horrible booking, like in the Kurt Angle-Eric Young match, where Eric Young hits a pile driver on Kurt Angle, who's in storyline and in real life coming back from a serious neck surgery. And so he gives the guy a pile driver, and Kurt Angle sells it like his neck has been broken again. And the doctor comes out, and the doctor waves off the match. The doctor says, the match is over. He can't continue. He waves his hands to wave the match off. Eric Young goes after Kurt, and Kurt Angle says, Eric, it's over. Kurt Angle verbally submitting on television. Through all of this, the referee doesn't stop the match. I don't know why, but he doesn't stop the match. The match continues, and at the end of the day, Kurt Angle, with a broken freaking neck apparently, wins another match. And then he shakes his arm. I swear to God, he shakes his arm vigorously, and then he raises his arms in the air and he celebrates and he walks to the back as if nothing has ever happened. Because I guess in Kurt Angle's mind, this was a really stupid storyline. It was everything you could have wanted out of TNA in one night. That's my Bound for Glory review.
Well, that was concise.
Did you watch the first half or the second half?
Second half.
So you missed the Mahabili Shira shimmy? Shira shake?
Yeah, and from how that match sounds, I know it was technically supposed to have been for something important, which was a title opportunity against the champion of your choice, but it almost, from your review of it and listening to how people have described it, it sounds like we know we're dead and going out of business, so everybody just get a chance to be wacky and, you know, get another chance to appear on pay-per-view. Don't save Kurt Angle later on, which is a completely separate issue, but everybody get on camera and have a wacky old time because this could be the end.
What it was the Royal Rumble where they have a full hour. And so they come up with a couple of creative little things that are entertaining in the middle of the hour long Royal Rumble to make you and your friends laugh during your Royal Rumble party. What they did was they took only those things and they put them into the gauntlet match. There was no sense whatsoever of any seriousness about the match. It was all comedy.
They should
it
have
was all goofiness.
They should have completed the cycle and went with the reverse battle royal in TNA tradition.
Man, the reverse gauntlet match. You start with everybody in the ring and they are forced to leave at 1 minute intervals. Oh, man. We just need to start up a promotion again. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Going to take your phone calls, etc. here in just a moment. Lana's back on the road. She'd been out with her wrist injury or whatever it was. And I don't know if you saw this, Mike, but she posted a new picture on Instagram. Did you see this?
No, not yet.
Yeah, she's sitting in the car. She's looking lustfully into the camera, as she normally does.
Oh, yes, here it is.
She's got her cast on, and do you see what she has on her finger?
Yes, I do.
Ring on her finger.
Not. That's not a small ring. That's a big ring.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what's going to happen. Is this a storyline, or did Rusev pop the question?
Well, you know how Dolph was acting last week around Nikki Bella.
That's true. Man, what a storyline this is already.
Where is Summer in all this? Will Summer end up with Sheamus in all of this? Now that he has
Hope
been
not.
Semi-inserted into the Rusev story, although maybe that was just a little quick thing and done.
To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Yes, Ed.
You know, Brian, instead of spending or wasting $70, you should have just spent $20 and watched the Shine pay-per-view because it was much better than the TNA pay-per-view, I'm pretty sure. In fact,
even though you're an idiot, I believe you.
Yeah. In fact, I will make a challenge to you. If you and Vinny watch and review this show on Thursday, and you don't think it was better than TNA, the WWE show, or the UFC show, I will pay for your purchase, and not only that, I will double it. So you can make half your money back.
Wow. Well, unfortunately for you, Ed, this Thursday we'll be reviewing NXT TakeOver.
And it'll be better than NXT TakeOver, too.
Yeah, I didn't know if I'd go that far, buddy. Maybe it will be.
It was actually a really, really great show. There were five really, really good matches, two really good matches, and two good matches. The main event ended with a very bloody Saraya Knight laid out in after her match with Allison Kay. It was, they never even made it to the ring. They fought around the bar, on top of the bar, in the bar, around the whole place. Santana and Evie had a really, really good match.
Saraya Knight right at home then.
No.
Havoc and Kaylee Ray had a great match. And then it ended in a really great note because after Allison Kay won the match, Rob Naylor went to interview her and she gave Rob Naylor a stunner. And then when Naylor started to recover from that, Saraya Knight finally recovered, got in the ring, and then kicked him in the ball. So it's almost worth the price just to see that.
How about that?
Who do you think, Brian, who do you think Rob Naylor could take on the Shine roster?
The ring announcer is the only one he's bigger than.
Who?
the ring announcer, the space. Her name's Space Cadet. She's the new ring announcer. She's got purple hair.
Her name is Space Cadet.
That's what they call her.
Now is she like hot with purple hair, or like what's her deal?
She's cute. She's not close to Heather Lynn, but she's cute. Got purple hair, tattoos. She does a good job.
Heather Lynn's hot, but she's a Buccaneers fan.
Who's Heather Lynn? Someone send me a picture.
She used to do all the announcing for like Evolve and Dragon's Gate, USA, all the basically WWE live shows.
Well, all right. Tools. Well, hey Ed,
that's it.
Hey Ed, thanks for the report, buddy.
Get out.
Good job on that Shine Week too.
Oh, thank you.
Don't let your head get too big.
My head never gets too big.
It's achieved full bigness is the issue. Are you guys aware that the WrestleMania tickets are on sale in a month? WWE announced today tickets to the Pop Culture Extravaganza Mania 32 go on sale Friday, November 6th at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central.
What's the Sunday. Hot password?
Doesn't look like there is one here. Let's find out.
Oh, they don't have anything?
Let's see. Sunday, April 3rd, AT&T Stadium in Dallas, broadcast live around the world. Tickets range in price from $18 to $1,180. There are also a limited number of Gold Circle VIP packages available at $2,360. This includes seating in the first 8 rows ringside, a Gold Circle VIP stadium entrance, a commemorative WrestleMania 32 take-home folding chair, and you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster. $18. I thought they would be cheap. I guess if you look back to that one Royal Rumble in San Antonio that Shawn Michaels worked on where tickets were like $5 for the cheap seats, I guess that was 96-ish, 97. Yeah. So, you know, it's been, what is that now, almost 20 years? So $18 is about the equivalent. You can get a ticket to WrestleMania this year for $18 to get up there in them cheap seats.
I think it's that's best thing they can do. They can even lower it down if they need to as it gets close. If they're looking for a legitimate number, you know, I'm sure they have in their
heads.
Oh, man.
Day of the show, if that place ain't packed, $5.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, and there's, you know, who knows, it'd be comps for the first time, too. I mean, this is going to be a big deal. So there's going to be a lot of comps anyway. At least I would do it. I'd be blanketing the entire Southwest with the ability to be there and into Mexico and everything else. I mean, hey, this is a big deal. So it'll be interesting to see as the show goes on. Obviously, for the main event, you figure everybody's going to be out there. But I wonder how, in a building that size, I think you're going to need to have a lot going on that day, kind of in the bowels of the building, and I'm sure they will. I wonder how the show kind of builds up. If it's going to be packed as soon as, you know, 7 o'clock begins and the pay-per-view begins, or there's going to be a case where it's kind of like the UFC shows where not even obviously to the extent of boxing, but sort of like a UFC show where as it starts to fill up as it goes on, because there's so much to do and, you know, 100,000 people is a lot of people to expect to sit there for, you know, 4 solid hours of being in rapture of everything.
Oh, let me tell you something as a WrestleMania attendee for the past 8-9 years or so, place is going to be packed when the show starts, because the one difference between UFC in Vegas and in any WWE show, really, but particularly a WrestleMania, UFC's in Vegas, the casinos buy a whole bunch of tickets, they give them away to the high rollers. A lot of these people, maybe they're UFC fans, but they don't care one bit about the prelims. They don't care about anything on the main card. Some of them don't care about anything except the main event. So yes, you do get a lot of people that don't show up until the main card starts, a lot of people that even filter in the middle of the main card. But WrestleMania is a show where these people, I mean, look at these ticket prices, $1,180, and then think about how many people come from the UK, Ireland, you've got airfare.
No, but I mean the $18 people.
They're still going to show up at the beginning of the show. Because even the shows that aren't in 100,000-seat buildings are still in 80,000-seat buildings. And the tickets aren't 18, but they're I don't know, $30, $40. And those people are all there at the very beginning of the show. It's a mania, dude. It's once a year.
This year in Dallas.
Indeed it is. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes, Sammy.
About a little over a week ago, the wrestling world had lost Fat Frank. and from Jersey All-Pro Wrestling. And I just wanted to tell a quick story about him. I think a lot of people don't give him enough credit for having a good wrestling mind. And he actually was my first ever match because he put me as, put me as a sheet gimmick right after the 9/11 attack. It was his idea. And he just wanted to have like a, I guess, a bring your own weapons match for the crowd, like as early as possible to get that heat out. And this was like a few months after New Jersey passed the laws because of their company to, you know, basically restrict blood in wrestling shows. And so it's a bring your own weapons match, and 10 seconds into the match, he takes a frying pan and throws it at my head, and I just start bleeding right out of the back of my head. But, you know, I'm fine. I'm standard, you know, type of weapons wrestling. And at the end of the match, after he pins me, there's like blood all over his hand, and he's grabbing it, and he looks like he's in a lot of pain. And everyone's like actually a little bit concerned. And backstage, are you all right? You're right. He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm selling. That's the blood from the back of your head, because I didn't want people to think we were trying to bleed. And it was just like, he just always seemed, from all the time that I knew him, he always kept a step ahead of everything, even if it wasn't like perfect all the time. He always knew more than people gave him credit for it. And I'm just sad that he's gone.
Sammy, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
9/11 occurs, mm-hmm. and Fat Frank comes up to you and he says, I want you to play a sheik.
It was funny. It's actually like 4 days later. It was like, okay. I kind of...
That's my question. It was like, okay?
In my mind, it was just like a little shocking, but at the same time, it was like, I guess my heart at the time was, well, I'm a wrestling guy, and if it's what they want me to do, and, you know, I am Egyptian, so I kind of can play it off a little bit more authentically, I guess. And then after the very first night that I ever came out, it was just obvious, like, okay, this crowd kind of gets it, at least the people we were dealing with. It was never an issue of people are like, find it offensive, actually. Which was
not even so much about finding it offensive, but it is a wrestling show. And every now and then you do have those people that, oh man, I'm going to take out this sheik.
It's funny, like people would ask for the autograph after the show, actually. You know, it was very, people just got it. And I think wrestling fans in general are not as dumb as maybe like higher society wants to believe we are in general.
I don't know. Not saying they're dumb.
TNA had a pay-per-view last night, right?
Yes, they did.
All right, great, whatever. All right, have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Sammy, for the call. I'm not saying you're saying wrestling fans are dumb. What I'm saying is that sometimes you'll run into a wrestling fan who's very passionate, and they get lost in what's going on. And 4 days after 9/11 to be a sheik, that's quite the thing to agree to be, but hey, he did it and everything turned out fine. And as he noted, people asked for autographs afterwards.
And to be fair, there's a lot of dumb and emotional and reactionary ones. So
yeah, a lot of them are on my Twitter. They like to come up and yell at me on Twitter without actually mm-hmm. having listened to anything that I said. But that's another story entirely. Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We're back here on Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. My wife runs a nonprofit, Whale Scout, which you can check out at whalescout.org. And the reason I mention that is because she always is taking the ferry up to the islands, and the ferry has a Twitter. And it's funny, which is why I follow it. And today the ferry just tweeted here, how I did on Twitter this week. 113 mentions, 233,000 mention reach, 94 retweets. How'd your week go? The ferry's cutting a promo on me on Twitter.
Damn.
Wow. How about that? To the phones.
We need to get a nonprofit.
I guess so. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's John from Arkansas.
Holy smokes. Another one of those surges.
Sorry about that.
It's okay, John. What's up?
Not much. Having a good afternoon. I'm having a nice cigar and listening to your fine program. I have to echo Sammy's sentiments on Fat Frank. I had some brief dealings with him via social media. Very nice, good guy. I can't say anything higher praise of the guy that he didn't talk down to wrestling fans. I think that's a very good thing, especially if you're a promoter. Between him and R. Bruce Tharp, two of the nicest cats I've encountered, and the late Killer Kowalski as well.
Well, that's nice to hear. I don't know what else to say. I think I met him once. He seemed like a really nice guy.
I mean, he was one of those guys, and the one thing I got to give him credit for, that's balls to go for that kind of heat right after 9/11.
Nah, old school guys, That's the first thing they thought about. And not in a bad way. In a way of, hey, this tragedy just occurred, so let me create a sheik, and then we'll create an American who will just be, which would be me, by the way, Fat Frank, and I'll beat the hell out of him for the audience's delight.
Hey, it worked. I mean, it. I guess in its own way, it's therapeutic healing for the nation, so to speak.
I don't know if it was for the whole nation, but at least one Elks Lodge.
Yeah, well, or their particular constituency. I heard the TNA news. I think it's nice that Matt Hardy got to become a world champion and that kind of thing. It's just, this company looks like there's zero direction whatsoever.
Instead, you don't say.
On trying to get a TV deal, we're out promoting the fact that we're going on a freaking tour of India.
This is
really, my God.
Let me read this press release, John. I want to thank you very much for the call, since you mentioned India here. So, Dixie Carter announces that she will have an announcement today. So, they only have a few months left on Destination America. Everybody's expecting some sort of big announcement. Hey, maybe they're going to announce a new television deal. Or you know what? Maybe at the very least they'll announce their next set of television tapings. Oh no! TNA Wrestling, in partnership with Sony 6, are delighted to announce that India's own Mahabali Shira, along with fellow TNA stars EC3 and Rebel, will travel to India later this month for an extensive international media tour, during which they will make a key announcement about TNA in the region. So, you ever taken one of those video cameras and hooked it up to your TV and then filmed the TV and so you see into eternity? That's exactly what we've got right here. She announced that she would have an announcement today, and the announcement ended up being that they're going to have another announcement. Not making this up. Now, the announcement will be that they will be doing television tapings in India, built around your main man, Mike, Mahabali Shira, and the Shira Shake.
Doing the Shira Shuffle. Maybe they can get the announcer that didn't show up last night. Maybe they could be the one that makes the announcement about the next announcement they're going to have it about an announcement.
This is an amazing series of announcements that have been announced by TNA Impact. But yes, they will be touring India. I guess they've got some extra matches, as everybody has alerted me.
Well,
during that week
of
tapings.
If they're going to be on tour of India, it's like the UK. If they plan on going there, it doesn't surprise me that they would try to hype it up. I mean, what else do they have?
I don't know, but you know what's funny about the whole thing? So their Destination America deal appears to be coming to an end. And I presume that they are out attempting to get another deal somewhere else. But you know what? I would still be trying to mend fences with Destination America if possible. And this isn't really TNA's fault because they got to do something. And I'm sure they're making a lot of money going and touring India with Mahabali Shira and the Shira Shimmy. But one of the things that Destination America was upset about, and this is not TNA's fault. I actually think this is ridiculous myself. Destination America was mad when they went to the UK and taped. Now, keep in mind, they went to the UK and they had lots of fans there going crazy for the product. So it actually came across really good on TV, but in Destination America's mind, we're Destination America. Why are these shows coming from the UK?
Now, wait a second. I watched Pitmaster's Barbecue. They had Canadians on that show.
Yeah, probably Canadians in America, though, right?
Well, yeah, I guess that's true.
See? So I'll bet that there's a little bit of trepidation.
The only acceptable kind of a Canadian, by the way.
About the fact that Destination America is going to be airing television that was taped in India.
Hey. This is almost at an ending. This is almost now at an ending. And you said something last night on the show. I think it was with Vinny. About how much you have spent on TNA over the years. And I thought about when you laid out the challenge of, has there been anybody that has spent more money on TNA than me? And the answer is no, because you have bought every show seemingly twice during its reign. But I thought back to the reason I was able to get into anything on the internets. I had done things on the periphery of pro wrestling and for small local companies and things like that for a long time before it. But my foray into the world of pro wrestling journalism, as much of it as it is, came from the fact that I would do the weekly NWA TNA reviews when they were on weekly. They were weekly shows. I don't know if that was so long ago that anybody actually remembers that or not, but yes.
Oh, I remember.
They tried weekly pay-per-view, and I thought, you know, actually thought at the beginning of trying to be like, you know, tech happy, like this could be something. It was like after 3 weeks, I think it was just so apparent to everyone that, okay, this will never work for anything. And it certainly,
quite frankly,
didn't work.
It was apparent on day one. It just took everyone else a little bit longer to figure it out.
I'm a little bit slower than the other kids, and I had faith that if you thought about it, you know, if $10 at a pay-per-view, the WWE ones were costing about 50 or whatever it was basically, I forget how it was, you got more hours of programming, and this could be an option here. It was very quickly not an option, and the fact that it has lasted this long is absolutely amazing. If you think about it, it's somewhat amazing that it's been able to...
It's money.
Yes, and the fact that throwing good money after bad and the chances that they have and the chances that they've given themselves only to let them fall away again.
SmackDown this week, down again.
Doesn't matter.
2.132 million viewers. Last week, 2.183.
All eyes on January.
Well, and tonight is Raw, and the Seahawks are playing. Uh-huh. Opposite them. It's a nightmare here in Seattle, by the way. So I guess we'll see what they do on the show. They've announced nothing. Nothing. The only thing they've announced is that Seth Rollins is going to call into the pre-show. That's all they've announced so far. Wow.
A hot time there. All right.
Man. That's going to turn things around. So that's Raw tonight. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know anything.
Here's the deal. Brock's on it. That's why you watch. Brock smashed something.
Well, that's right. He is on the show, isn't it?
So that's it. I mean,
I don't think they mentioned that one single time on the Madison Square Garden show on Saturday night.
Have they mentioned anything about Hell in the Cell since the fact that they blurbed it out there?
Well, no. That starts tonight.
So this is absolutely... Oh, my God. Oh, God.
At New Japan, we haven't talked about this, Mike, announced that the King of Pro Wrestling show, which is taking place on October 12th, is going to feature live English commentary. Your main man, Matt Stryker, will be teaming up with Kevin Kelly to call the show. And apparently, they're actually being flown to the event live in Japan, which is mind-boggling to me. But they
I think
are.
We talked about this last night, boss.
Did we?
Yes. It's
been a long weekend.
Here's the deal with Mauro. This is the thing you got to find out.
Oh, that's right. The Mauro Ranallo story.
Yeah. Is there anything that would prevent Mauro from doing that, even though it would make it a long night after doing Showtime? Is there anything that would prevent him from doing it? Now, obviously, flying out there is one thing. Doing it from a voiceover IP is another. And the other question is, if Jim Ross was not asked by New Japan, why were they not asked by New Japan?
We did talk about this yesterday, and I don't know other than my assumption that Jim Ross probably they knew was going to want a lot of money, and probably the same for Mauro Ranallo.
Give it to Jim Ross. I can understand the situation with Mauro with the prior commitments, or if that's what it is. But with Jim, yeah, because, well, realistically, it should be Mauro and Josh Barnett. Now, obviously, you can't, you know, for whatever reason, you can't do that. Fine, because of the UFC contract or anything that would prevent that from happening on a regular basis. Okay, I can understand that. But Jim Ross, actually, there is no reason why that you would not. Jim Ross doing the show by himself or with a, I don't care, Terry Fox, somebody who is familiar with Japanese wrestling who is not Matt Stryker. even like more, like even Jim Ross and Kevin Kelly, they've worked with each other in WWE. I think that would actually be a good combination, and they can fly over there with the ROH guys or however that's going to work. But to not ask Jim Ross, I think, is incredibly cheap from a company that does not mind throwing dollars out there to do certain things.
All right, I have been corrected that at the Madison Square Garden show on the WWE Network on Saturday, they did scroll a graphic on the bottom of the screen saying that Brock would be on Raw on Monday. So they did at least do that, although...
What a hard sell that is.
Yeah. I would have done a little more, but that's okay. They did something. So I guess we'll give them credit for that. So we do know that, everybody. Brock Lesnar is going to be on Raw tonight, and Seth is calling into the pre-show. How this will not turn around ratings is anybody's guess. You know, people don't understand, and by people I mean seemingly WWE, it doesn't do you any good to announce this stuff on the internet or on a secondary show or on whatever. If Brock Lesnar is going to be on Raw, you should make a big, big deal. And I'm not talking a graphic or a mention in commentary in passing. I'm talking make a big deal out of the fact that the guy's going to be on the show next week. Because that's the show that you want people to watch. So you go to that audience and you say, next week, Brock Lesnar is going to be on this show. You have Paul Heyman talking about it. You do something to let that audience know that on this show, he's going to be there. Because I've said this a million times, and it's... true. There are people that don't watch Raw. They're only going to be watching the WWE Network. And there's a lot of people that only watch Raw, and they're not watching the WWE Network. If you look at all of the WWE Network subscribers, the number of Raw viewers that are getting the WWE Network, it's about maybe a quarter of them. And of those, I'll bet maybe half watched Madison Square Garden, maybe even less. So by only advertising Brock on the WWE Network, you, and by the way, this was a crawler, so let's say that 80% of them missed it. That's a very, 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 very small number of people that you alerted that Brock was going to be on the show on Monday. And you're paying him a lot of money to be there. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I did get a text message here regarding your main man, Matt Stryker, from somebody who is a very big fan, apparently, of Mr. Stryker. And if I can find it here, I'll read it. Matt Stryker is the voice of Lucha Underground, AAA, and New Japan. He's great! Cut him a break! I'll have to match that up and see if that's actually coming from Matt Stryker. Have you seen the AAA pay-per-view? He was terrible on that show!
I don't hate Matt Stryker. I just, excuse me, when it comes to Matt Stryker or Jim Ross, if Jim Ross was not asked, yeah, I'll take Jim Ross, thank you. And I think most people would, so please,
not this person.
Stifle yourself.
He wants you to cut him a break, Mike.
Nope. Lance Russell, Gordon Solie, Jim Ross, Bob Cottle. Yeah, Jim Ross.
God, if Lance Russell could do the New Japan show, that'd be awesome.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine? Oh, man. We got to wrap it up, everybody. I wish we could discuss this more, but we're going to be back later on today. Figure Four Daily with Filthy Tom Lawler, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Also, only for subscribers later on tonight, Wrestling Observer Radio with myself and Dave Meltzer talking Raw, all of the news, and so much more. If you haven't checked out the new website, check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. Lots of great stuff up there. The show replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern today, and we'll be back tomorrow, every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.